We were doing Daf Daled now, which is Monday, which is Sunday's Blat, second day of Pesach. I'm going to start from the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis, Gimel Amud Beis. Talk to Mishnah. Kahanim v'levim peturim mekav v'chomer. So right now we think we're talking about Petach Hamar, and it says Kahanim v'levim are potter from Petach Hamar. That means that the Chamar has a firstborn. They're potter from being paided mekav v'chomer. And potter as shel Yisrael b'midbar, if they pattered the Klal Yisrael's becherim in the midbar, dinu shiyeh patur as shel atzman. So it's posher they could patter themselves, you know, by itself. Now in the midbar, it's brought down in the psukim that the Levim themselves were paid all the Bechirim, and one Seth from the Levim also paid all the Petach Hamars, all the firstborn Hamarim of the Israelim. That's what happened in the Midbar. So our Mishnah says that the Kahanim Levim, their own Petach Hamar, does not need a Pidyon, because you see in the Midbar that they themselves patted up the Bechirim of the Israelim. Zok the Gemara, the Dalam Alf on top. Inu Patri, did they patter the behemoths? No. Adam patter. Behemoth patter. The people were, the Levim were pattered of the other Bechirim. And the behemoth of the Levim pattered the Bechiri, behemoth of the Petach Amorim of the Israelim. It was the Levim Takas Levi Bechar, and the Behemoth Levim Takas Behem Tom. Again, like we said, you know, the Becharim used to do the Avoida, and when they lost the Avoida, they had to be Nifta, they had to be paid to them, and every Levi was paid to all the Becharim that were around 23,000, around 22,000 Becharim. And all the behemoths were paid to the behemoths of the Petach Hamarim of the Israelim. So the kasha is that our Mishnah sounds like a Petach Hamar is pater, because you see, you find that the Levi himself was patted up the Hamar. That's not what happened. Their Seh was paid to the Hamarim of the Israelim. It was this the behemoth of the Levim. Amabai, Echanam, you're right. Halchkamar. Kahanim v'Levim peturim behemtam v'kav v'chomer. The own behemoths are pater from Petach Hamar, their potter. From a Kavachem, what's a Kavachem? If Kia Behemoth of Levim, Behemoth of Yisrael, the Behemoth of Levim pattered up the Behemoth of the Israel, the Midbar, in the Midbar, then we should have Kia Shahatzman. So it's postured that the Behemoths can have Kia themselves, and you will not need to be paid to them. Only Rava, Hekel and Spion the Mishnah. Vaha Potru Inu Katani. The Lashon Potru sounds like they themselves, not their Behemoths. Va'oid, if you have a kav v'chomer like that, then Isa fill b'char behemah tahara niftru. Then levim shivim v'pater from b'char behemah tahara, and it's not true. Alam Tanan says in the Mishnah later on, niftru b'char behemah tahara el pidin haben petach hamar. Levim are only pater from pidin haben and from petach hamar. They are chayiv in b'char behemah tahara. And if this was the thing of the kav v'chomer, why don't we say madach a set of a levi pater up all the chamerim of petach hamarim of Israelim? For sure, it could pater itself. So a Bechar Behemoth Tahara should also be potter. Elamai is no Kavachemer. So it's two kashas on Baya. First of all, it's no Kavachemer from Behemoth Alevim. And second of all, Mishnah's Mashma, the people themselves did it. Elo Amarava. This is Pshat in our Mishnah. Hachiktani. Kahanim v'Levim potter v'matzim a Kavachemer. They themselves do not have a din of Pidyon HaBen from a Kavachemer. If Kiyah Kedushas HaShalavim, Kedushas HaShalavim Midbar, if the Levim were patted up, was Paida, the Kedusha of the Israel in the Midbar, Lehefkiya, Shalatzman, shouldn't patter itself? Ashkan Adam, Behemoth Tameyam and Alan, so that we find Adam. How do we know Behemoth Tameyam? How do Behemoth Tameyam also patters itself? On Makrach, Padre Sifta, is Bechar Adam, is Bechar Behemoth Tameyam. It says in the Pasuk, there's a Chiv to Paida, the Bechar Adam, and Bechar Behemoth Tameyam, Tifta. And there's a Hekish. So the Hekish works like this. So the Hekish, Bechar Adam, and Bechar Behemoth. Anything that you have by Bechar Adam, you have a Bechar Behemoth Tameya. Anything that you don't have by Bechar Adam, you don't have a Bechar Behemoth Tameya. Therefore, since by Bechar Adam, Levim are potter, therefore Behemoth Tameya is potter also. But according to Rabbi, our Mishnah, really, the Kavachem is going on Bechar of Adam, saying, Kana Levim are potter. And we learn from there to Petach Hamar as well. So it's because the Bayah Rava is the Kavachimer on Behemoth Salvium to Behemoth Israel. Or the Kavachimer was on Adam, and then we learned out of Hekesh to Behemoth Tamei. Only a Safla Abaya, the doctor, Amos Behemoth Ben Levi. The work Behemoth Ben Levi, that the Kavachimer is from Ben Levi, that's how you know that they're patted himself. It's nothing to do with being a Levi. It has to do with because we find the Midbar at the Behemoth of a Levi who patted other things, so it patted itself. So he has a kasha. The Havilei said the Afka Lifka. The Loyava said the Lifka Loy Lifka. He's saying that in the Midbar, let's say, a Levi had a chamar, a firstborn chamar. So only if he had his own seh, and therefore he had this kavachayim, if it could do other people's, if so could do itself. So you're going to tell me now that only if the Levi had a seh is his own chamar and potter from Bechar, but if he didn't have his own seh, would not be potter. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like all of him are potter. All of him. Not only if you had a seh. That's one kasha. Kasha number two. Ben Lidach Ben Lerava, he tell me that Ben Chodesh to Afka Lifka, Pachet Ben Chodesh Lai Afka Lai Lefka. He tell me the time in the Midbar, if a Levi had a Ben Chodesh already, so then it was, since it had the Koyach to Mafkia Yisrael, so it's Mafkia itself also. Well, let's say it was less than a Ben Chodesh, so it didn't have a Koyach to Mafkia a Yisrael's Bechar. Let's say Levi was less than Mechayesh, the Chayyar to be Chayyav in Bechar. And that's not true. That even less than Mechayesh, if when it grew up, there's no Chayyav Pinyin Aben. Ben Chayyash to Afka Lifka, a Pachet Mechayesh to Afka, a Pachet Mechayesh that was born at that time, that's not being Mafkia, the Kedushas Mechayra of Yisrael, Lelifka, it shouldn't work. And Kasha number three is Levia Loisifka. A woman, Levia, should not be, Lach is, we'll see in a second that if a Levia who marries a Yisrael, there's no din pinyin aben. And if the varos works as kavachaim, there's no kavachaim by Levia, because you don't find that the woman Levia will pay to anyone. Levia lo yisifka. Lo mamar av ad ba'ava. Levia she yolda bina part of mecham yishlam. A Levia that had a son, a firstborn son, part of mecham yishlam. So Gemara says the third kasha not so shver, because once you answer the second kasha, you tell me somehow there's a ptur Levi, so Levia will be also like that. Holy Kasha, Kedmah Reid Rav Yosef Shmei D'Rav, Adama Petarechem, your Petarechem Tal Rachmana. It's totally in who has the baby. And since a Levi, Levia, she has the baby, so since she's a Levia, she's Pata. And once you find that Levia and Pata from Bechar, whatever way, however you answer the second Kasha, the third Kasha will not be Shver. That's what Gemara says. The third Kasha won't be Shver because if a Levi inherently is Pata from Bechar, even without being a Ben Chodesh, so then Levi will also be part of this. So really, if you answer the second kasha, the third kasha will be answered also. More is the fourth kasha. The Aharon, Shlohoi Sibai Zavinyan, Aharon was never counted in the 22,000 Leviim that were paid to the Bechayim. Aharon was not counted in that 22,000. So Lelifka, he shouldn't, his behemoth should have a Din Bechar because he doesn't have his Hekesh. He wasn't part of that minion that was Mafkia, other Bechayim's Kedushas. The Tanya, let me not call Aaron Shemachumash Pekudim. Why in Parashat Midbar is Aaron, there's dots around Aaron's name. He was not counted to get with the minion of the Levium. So in all these Kashuk, Gemara says, Omakra HaLevium. The Pasuk says HaLevium, and Kach is HaLevium. And since it puts it all together, we are Makish all the Levium together in one package. And that teaches us that they're all hookers to each other, and no matter what, they are potter from Bechar. That's the Gemara's Teretz. It's one long Teretz. Gemara says, Omakra HaLevium. The Pasuk says, a lot of times HaLevium, Hukshu KaLevium Zelazeh, they'll hook us to each other, and even if it doesn't have a Seh, and even if it's Aroin, and even if it's a Leviyah, they are all potter from, just like the Leviyah Mafkiyah Becharim, some Leviyah Mafkiyah the Becharis, all Leviyah are the same, they're all Mafkiyah, they all have the Koyach to Mafkiyah, someone else's Kedusha, and Kavachem, their own Kedusha. Like that takes you Levium, Kahanim and Allah. So it's like the Gemara, famous Gemara, Kedav Shuma Levi, Rav Shuma Levi, Ve'esma Abba Mekayim Reis Nikra Kahanim Levium, we call Kahanim Levium, Ze'echmem, the following pasuk is one of them. It says, Ve'kahanim Levium, Ne'et Tzadok, so you see we call Kahanim Levium as well. So like the Gemara, top of Dalar on Beis, or Dairis and Allah. Good, now you know that the Bechayra, the Levium of those times, in the time of the Midbar, they had a koyach to patter the Bechayris of the Yisraelim, and therefore they patter themselves. Hey, no, Odairis. Omakra, vayuliyah Levium, vahoyu is mashma, vavayosum yihu. they stay in the same status that they were in the time of the Midbar, which means that the Mafgia from the Kedusha of the opinion of the Bechayr of Yisrael, therefore Kavachayim themselves, that they are potter from Pidyon HaBen. Zok to Gemara, we threw in before that one seh of a Levi was poida the peta, you know, the Chamayrim, the firstborn Chamayrim of Israel. How do you know it was a seh? Well, my the seh, how do you know it worked with a seh? Doesn't say, it just says, take behemoth salavim, tachas behemoth shaw. Maybe it's a different behemoth, I know it's a seh. Zok to Gemara, like this. Amar Rav Chista, nema kesef adiris. It says, we know, ladiris, pidyon haben is done with kesef. But nema sel adiris. So we know, ladiris, the way you make pidyon petach amar is with a seh. Ma kesef am ladiris, boy padu, ladiris, and boy padu is a shaw. Mad of the kesef that we say ladiris. So the thing, the Chumash Shlomi did the Dairis, it was the same thing he did in the time of the Midbar, because there was extra, there was 23,275 Bechayrim. There was only 23,000 Levim. So what did he do with all the 275 Bechayrim? How they paid themselves in time of the Midbar? So they had to give five Shkolim. So you see, even in time of the Midbar, there was an idea of five Shkolim. So just like the same thing that was in the future was right now in the Midbar, five Shkolim, same thing, or since in the future you use a set to pay the Chamayrim, here in the Midbar also it was done a day a set. Av seh, om v'l'dayres, boy pod v'l'dayres, and boy pod v'l'dayres v'shah at that time as well. So the Gemara, Hekki learned from Kesef, I make a pircha, mala Kesef, shekem pay the v'l'dayres v'l'dayres. Kesef has a power that it's stronger pidyon. It's used a lot of times, use it for Hekdeshois, for Hekdesh, use it for v'l'dayres v'l'dayres, give pay the. So who say you can learn how to say? Maybe Kesef is different. You use that for, you know, for a lot of different things for Pidyon. So more says the Makar is something else. Ella, the Makar is something else. Dama Kra. Ach pa de siftas b'char adam z'char behemat me'er tifta. This hekesh that we had before. And we say, hekesh like this. Ma b'char adam l'chalak t'bay ben l'dayroiz ben l'sashah. There's no chalak between now and l'dayroiz b'kesef. So it's b'kesef. Ach behemat me'er l'tach l'bay ben l'dayroiz ben l'oysashah. B'seh. Always be B'seh. And that's how we know it's the Ma'isa B'seh. Something more about it. In the Midbar, we know that the B'chayrim would nifta with exact amount of Levim. It actually was extra 275, and they had to be done with the five Shkolim. What about the Behemoths? Was there exact number of Behemoths, you know, B'chayrim, Chamayrim, and there was enough Seh to Levim to go around? So I think we know. Amar Chanina, set echad shal ben Levi pata kama pitrei chamarim Yisrael. One set of ben Levi patted up a bunch of bechayrei of chamarim, bunch of bechayrei of chamarim. Amar Baya teida shayim mona kois v'oidvim ba'adam v'leimona oidvim behema. The Torah counts the extras of the bechayrei adam and doesn't count the extra of bechayrei behema. So you see. It must have not been, you know, any, you know, if you did it exact, only one seh of a Levi went to one chamar, so probably there's more peta chamarim for Yisraelim. So you should have said, you know, what happened to the extra? What do you do with the extra? This doesn't say, it's mashma, one seh could do for a bunch of peta chamarim Yisraelim. So you remember, my, how do you know? Dilma, la'an fishlu behemoth tuva. Maybe they didn't have so many behemoths, that's why. Maybe, you know, Klai's don't have so many behemoths, that's why it worked out, there was enough. No, let's talk about the Chomikne Rab. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Chomikne Rab Hoyel Bnei Ruben Bnei God. They had a lot of mikne, and the Rebbe Gershon speaks out. That sounds like from the pasuk there also that was chamayrim. It says Loshon of a Yinhag, so it's mashma it's chamayrim also. You see, they had a lot, so it can't be. So it must be that one seh of a Ben Levi did a bunch of petu chamayrim Yisraelim. Somewhere, no, Vidulma they had a lot of animals, but they weren't so many vacharis. Vidulma filalchi. Pshutim Levim, I kind of had the Bechari Yisrael. There was enough Pshutim of Levim, you know, enough Kvasim to go connect the Bechari Yisrael. Zok to Gemara, Amakra, Ves Behemas, Levim, Tachas Behem Tom. And the Gemara is naming on, Behemas Levim sounds like a Yochid, and Behem Tom sounds like a Rabbin. I in the Rishash, but that's what's Mashma. Behema Achas, Tachas Behemas Harbe, one Behema of a Sev Levim. Connected a bunch of behemoths of Israel and worked. Behema, maybe behema Salvia means a lot also. Fine, but Nimve, behema Rabba. We see behema can mean a lot also. M.K. Lichter Kra, Oy behema Tachas behema. Either says behema Tachas behema, or behema Tachas behema Tom. Why does it change? My behema Tachas behema Tom. Shmami no, that the different behemoths is Lashon Yachid, behema Tachas Rabbin. One seh did a bunch of chamorim of Yisrael. Amar Rava, after 19, we also have a mishnah like that. It says in the mishnah of it later, which means in a different context there a little bit. But the mice you see there, one seh of a Levi could do a bunch of different chamorim. There it talks about, because not a Levi, there it talks about one seh could do a bunch. What's the case? Halacha is Lodiris. When someone has a firstborn chamar, he gives the seh, he gives a seh from himself. He owns a whole, lot of livestock. He owns chamar and seh. He gives his seh to the kohen as a present instead of the chamar. So what he could do is buy it back from the kohen and use it for another chamar. So you see, one seh could do a bunch of chamarim, so similar to the sadin. And Rechanina, time is isim afaris. We were saying, explain for the mishnah. Och kama, my time, poi the boy, palm harbe. Why could you do this? Mishum. This, how can you do, this case in that mishnah where you buy it back, how do you know you're allowed to do that? Shum the seh echos ben levi poita karam pita karam shum shayim. Because you're fine, but a levim, one seh, did this a bunch of times. So the gemara vaita, interesting gemara. There's a tzad in the gemara, we'll see that maybe in the time of the midbar, there's no ketushas b'char. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan amar kachu v'chay reis b'midbar. Rabbi Yochanan says that in the midbar there was kedushas b'char. There was no kedushas b'char in the midbar. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask from the Gemara we were just learning, but we'll see later on the Gemara will ask him. But Rabbi Yochanan says that b'chayres in the midbar were kadosh from Yisrael Mitzrayim forever. B'chayres were mekadosh. You have to make pinyan about him. Shlokos says no kedushas b'chayres in the midbar. We'll see. Learns about a pasuk. The Gemara elaborates. Rabbi Yochanan amar kachu v'chayres b'midbar. The Rechmanam l'kadoshu. The Torah says b'tzis mitzrayim became kadosh. Chusiv kadosh li kol v'char. And so it goes forever. Shlokos shomar shloy kachu v'chayres b'midbar. Loy kachu v'chayres b'midbar. The chusiv mechusiv v'hoye kviyacha. It says in the pasuk v'hoye kviyacha Hashem l'aretz Kanani. And afterwards it says v'avarta kol bet derechem. It says the halacha of pidin aben mechlal the mikara loy kadosh. It's mashma that until you come to Eretz Yisrael, there's no kedushas v'char. But everyone agrees, Rashi explains, that in the Mecharim who came out of Mitzrayim were the word Kaddish. The Mecharim who came out of Mitzrayim were the word Kaddish. But after that, any Bechar born in the Midbar was not Kaddish, according to Rosh Lakish. Eisvei Asya Kasha, Eisvei Yechon Rosh Lakish, Atzla Hukma Mishkan, before the Mishkan was erected, Hayyavayimas, Bama is Mutaris. You're allowed to bring Kabbalahs on the Bama. And who did that avoid? The Bukharis. So what do you see? You see that there were Bukharis in the Midbar. Amalei, the Shlokos and the Pashat Taras that we know. But who spoke out? But Oysam Shiyotz Mitzrayim. It was Bukharis who came out of Mitzrayim. And they avowed the word Kaddish in Fira Shlokos. And what would bring a Rai? Hakadam Estavrid, Le Tema Hachi, the whole time of Bamis was 1 year. Because basically 1 year after they went out of Mitzrayim, they had a Mishkan already. So Hakadam Estavrid, Le Tema Hachi, if you say this Bukhar was born in the Midbar, Ben Shana Barmin Avaidu, 1 year old Tinnik could do Avaida in the Beis Mikdash, can't do it, he's a tiny kid. So Akarcha was the Bukharis of Sias Mitzrayim. Therefore, it's not a Kasha on a Shlokosh at all. The Karla Makarlis, what's it having me if I'm asking Kasha? This will explain Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha. If you say that the Kedusha stayed through the whole time in the Midbar, so then we understand how the Mekar normally Pakah Kedushayu. Then we understand the Mekaris who came out of Mitzrayim didn't lose their Kedusha. Eli Amis the Pasuk Kedushayu. What if you say that there's no Kedusha Bechar on the Mekaris in the Midbar? Why don't you say then that even the ones in Mitzrayim, the ones who came out of Mitzrayim, should also lose their Kedusha? But Vayidach, where Shlokosha holds it's not a Taina. The Kaddish, Kaddish. Those that were Kaddish in Mitzrayim stayed Kaddish. Like Kaddish. The ones who are not Kaddish, not Kaddish. Don't ask me a Kasha from that. Gemara attempts to ask another Kasha on Shlokosh. Eisvei Rav Yechanan L'Rav Shlokosh. Says in the Mishnah, says in the Braisa, the day that the Mishkan was erected, Karvu Lahem be Yisrael, Nedarim Davos, they brought Nedarim Davos, Vechatas Vashamis, and Bechayrois Umaisrois, they brought Bechayrois. What do you see? You see, it's Bechayrois Anoig in the time of the Midbar. First, Kasha Hanriyachana, Armish Lakash. Dr. Hakanami, Ba'isim Shosh Mitzrayim, was Bechayrois from Mitzrayim. And why they only bring it today? Because we know, Ba'isayim Udukarav, Abakam Elechoy Karav, Vakarat. They couldn't bring it. No, but then we'll say it later on. We'll get that in a second. When we know, if I care, it's much like this. Hakanami, Oysa Yom Mitzrayim. When we know, it's Masma Takan's Braisa, Adiyak Tera Shlokas. It says, Oysa Hayoyim Hu Dekariv. Only that day they're Makar of Becharis. After that, never again. Why not? Avakam Elak Lekarv. till the way of the Yitzchol. So if again, it's a raya stickle maybe to Rishlakish, even if you could bring a raya. And why didn't they bring it till now? Like we spoke out, you couldn't bring it out in Obama. The more I'll speak out later in a second, but the first day of Mishkan was put up, the Makar B'chairis, sounds like only that day. After that, no more. Why not? Because there's no Kedushas B'chairis. If anything, it's a raya to Rishlakish. I think more I'm going to try to do that in a second. Ikadamri, Eisir Rishlakish Rabbi Yechanan. Some say Rishlakish actually asked the Kasha to Rabbi Yechanan in this Braisa. It says in this Braisa, Oisa Yoim Shukama Mishkan, Kovu Lahem Yisrael Nadaram Venadavais, and Chates Va'ashamais, and Becharis and Maestris. They brought Maestris to that day the Mishkan was put up. Smashma, Oisa Yoim In, Mekan Ve'elach Loi. After that, no more Becharis. So it's a Kasha Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan answers like this, Eimam, Oisa Yoim Ve'elach. They did bring it. Mike Mashlom, what's the chiddush of this brayso? The davka moisiyim ve'elich in mikar loy. They couldn't bring the bacharis before. Why not? Alma shechayvus bebama. The chayvus in the bama loy karav. They did not bring chayvus like a bachar on the bama in a bama. More reason not right, Rav Yechanan and Toshma. You want to answer this right also? Toshma nimses that toimish was shloishim mekayimus kuchu bacharis. The Yisrael. There's three times in the Torah that the Torah brings down the Kedushas Bechar. B'Mitzrayim, u'b'Midbach, and Nisosam La'aretz. What are the three rites? B'Mitzrayim, it says, Ma'oimei Kaddish Yuh Kav Bechar. B'Mikaddish Ev Bechar for me. B'Midbach, Omer, Kili Kav Bechar B'Bnei Yisrael. And the Midbach says, to me, there's Ev Bechar B'Bnei Yisrael. B'Nisosam La'aretz, Omer, Ba'oi Kiviyacha, Vavarta. When you get to Yisrael, you do Bechar. So you have three things here. You have Mitzrayim, you have the Midbar, and you have Kisoson La'aretz. Three places where you find. So what do you find? You find the Midbar is a Kedushas Bechar. So it's a Kasha or a Shlakish. Amnachma Yitzchak, Veshloisha Mekaymois, Huzra Bechar is a Kaddish. There were three times to tell you there's going to be Kedushas Bechar. But not that Loi Kaddish, it doesn't mean they were Kaddish. He's telling you about the future. Break the Mishraim Mitzrayim Loi Kaddish. Why is it all three all for the future? Mitzrayim Loi Kaddish? No, how can we know the Kaddish? We said before everyone agrees that the Bechar is a Mitzrayim Loi Kaddish. Like the Mara Hochkama. Mehem kachu, mehem like kachu. Some weren't like kachu, which was in the midbar according to Shlakish, it was not kaddish yet. It was talking about the asa, talking about the future. Now the Gemara is asking Kasha. This will have to change the Shlakish. Maskev lo rapapa, where midbar like kachu, vaksiv we just had. That was a whole Amud Aleph that we just learned. Pekoyd called zachav, pekoyd called bechar zachav in Israel. Every bechar, in this even ben chayish ma'ila says in the pasuk. Even a 1 month old Bechar had to be Niftai de Leviim, so it's clear that even though Bechar was born in the Midbar after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there was a din of Bechar. So this is a kasha on Shlakish ready that we don't have an answer to. So we have to change the Shlakish slightly. Eli Itmar, Hochi Itmar. This you have to read Rosh Shlakish. They were kodesh in the midbar, didn't stop. They were kodesh at that time when they camped in the midbar, or afterwards upasku, they stopped until they went there to Israel. Until they went to Israel, then it stopped. So we got up to the top, Heyman Aleph on top, where it says, Bishlama.